In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Steve V. Hill and Steve Flores. I want to remind you that we do on Friday and Saturday have funerals, so we'll have David Velasquez's funeral on Friday, and on Saturday we'll be having the funeral for Miss Lucy Anaya in Fort Sumner, and so I'll be there for that Mass at that time. When we look at this particular passage of Scripture, our Lord invites all these souls to engage within His work. And what does it mean to be engaged in the work of the Master, to enter into His harvest field? One of the important things for us to contemplate is the fact that God exists always at work. God is always working. God has no task but to continue to move and to love and to give of Himself. And so when He's inviting us to engage in His work, to move into His field, it's nothing but to continue the gift of His work in giving you and I life in our humanity. He's asking us to continue that work, to engage in that, to use the energies, the life that God has given us to continue His gift of life, to continue to give life out of ourselves. And when He's inviting us into work, He's inviting us into the intimacy of friendship and similarity that exists between Christ the King and His subjects, which is totally different from a human king and his subjects. Because the king and the subject are nothing alike. There's a reason why there's a trope that goes on and on about there being those who are royals as being blue bloods, thinking that they bleed differently, that those who are not lords or landed gentry never can be, because they're totally different. And so too, you and I are totally different from God, yet through the Incarnation, God became one of us. And so we enter into that beauty of that friendship and intimacy, which He allows us to be not perfectly His equals, but made in His image and likeness and restored to a dignity which is far above otherwise it would be through our brother Christ. And so He invites us into this common work of redemption. How are we working on that? Are we spreading life to others, or are we withholding it? Are we hacking at the life of others, or are we in some way building it up and seeking that it would be spread? We see something else at the end of this particular passage, where our blessed Lord reminds us that He goes out time and time again, and He goes to them in that last hour and says, "My friend, why are you still sitting here idle? It is already so late. Has no one hired you?" And He says, "You too, come into My vineyard and work." And so they go. We see something in this, that our Lord continues to go out and out into this place, in His vineyard, and the only qualification that our Lord offers for hire is the fact that one exists and is willing to engage within the work. He doesn't grade us down if our natural proclivities don't lend us to be as productive in this particular effort or as others. He says, if you're willing to come, then I'm willing to hire you. Just come, stand idle no longer. Engage in the work, do with what I've given you. And it's only fitting that He would not judge us in accordance with those natural proclivities, because where did they come from? From God Himself. And so He knows what we're capable of. He just says, come and work. Come and engage in this relationship. Come and use what I've given you. I gave it to you for that purpose. All of it seems to imply a relationship when He comes out time and time again. It's kind of like He turns to us and says, after all, am I not here who am ceaselessly opening up wide the doors of My very self to you? The vineyard of My own heart is what it is that our Lord is opening it up. Come and enter into Me, and whether you come early or late, I welcome you the same into My work, and I want to promise you the same end, that gift of My justice, that gift of My love. This is nothing other than our good Lord, who, proving Himself to be an unconditional lover, who is free-willing with His goodness, holds nothing back of Himself. And so if this is who our Lord is, then all the more we should have a deeper sense of trust in Him. That when He invites us into this work, that He's not going to be the harsh taskmaster that so many of the other parables the antagonist thinks God to be, but rather He knows everything about the servant and desires the servant just to enter into the work, and God will take care of the rest. It's the same for you and me. Our Lord has given you and I life and breathed it into us for one particular purpose, that we would just engage within the work. And whether we've been doing it our entire life long or only recently have begun to do it, and when we look at our work and we say it's done so poorly, God looks at it not in that quality, but in the fact that we continually enter into that field, which is that of His own heart, His vineyard of His very self, and to share what we can glean, whether greatly or meagerly, from what he's given us, to share that same life with others, invite them into the same work. In the midst of this preparation for the fiestas, for the Rosetta, let's not lose sight of these things. That this is the work of the Lord, but the work of the Lord is to invite others into that same work. And whatever it is that you glean from being here at Mass, here within his presence in your prayers, that is the very thing that he has given you that you might share it. Share life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.